This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, this week we have The Daily Show's Ronnie Chang, an international superstar. Came in, answered some emails. They were great. We talk about trying to get back with an ex. Check it out. Share it with friends. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Standard New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to the podcast, telling your friends. Keep doing that. Keep doing it. Keep telling your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your papa, your mama. You're the guy, maybe you're in a cubicle right now and you're like, I don't know the guy next door. And listen, connect with the cubicle mate to your left and right via the sweet sounds of Papa JT. Okay? Give the gift of a podcast. Cause right now I've said it this, we've been saying in the last couple episodes, this is the official podcast of your shitty summer internship. Okay? We want to be with you the whole summer and I want you to pass this gift along. And again, I'm on Snapchat. The Snapchats that I've been getting the last few weeks have been really unreal. Creative, fun. It's always you listening to the podcast and keep sending those JTrain56 on Snapchat. It literally feathers my nuts every time I get a snap of you listening and where you're listening from, and to get a little view into the world that you're living is very cool for me. What also is very cool for me is today's guest. It's not every day you get an international superstar. It's not every day. Today's the day.
Today's also not the day.
No, today's not the day. Yeah. No, today's the day to me. Ronnie Chang, you know him from The Daily Show. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, man. Love the setup. So professional.
This is a professional setup.
I cannot speak enough about how professional
you did. You came in wide-eyed and you were like, I can't believe.
Yeah, I gotta admit, no offense, I had some low expectations.
Yeah, when I presented to you, and we talked, so we've met just recently and I'm like, Listen, you want to do my podcast? Yeah. It's called The J-Train Podcast. A bunch of dudes and chicks writing about their penis and vaginas. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, we'll probably be doing this under in some trash can
without
somewhere.
Without walls. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't expecting walls. And I come in, it's like the most professional setup ever. So thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Guys, all of you should go follow and support Ronnie Chang. He's fantastic. He's so funny on stage. I've watched him on stage. And I see him on The Daily Show at Ronnie Chang on Twitter. Go to his website. He's got dates coming up. RonnieChang.com. That's Ronnie Chang. .com, RonnieChang.com. Go check him out. Support him. You know, because we were talking the other night,
yes,
and
sir.
It was, your story is amazing.
Well,
to me it is. Because, like, you know, and I said international superstar in the beginning. Like, you come from Australia.
Yes, sir.
You have a following. That we do have some Australian listeners.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's awesome.
And
you
were there for how long?
I was there for 10 years. I lived in Australia for 10 years. Before that, I was living in Singapore for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was living in Manchester, New Hampshire. And before that, I was living in Malaysia. I'm from Malaysia. My nationality is Malaysian.
And to me, like, I think my world is so enclosed.
Right.
To this, like the Northeast Corridor.
Well, I will say, first of all, everyone has a story.
Everyone
has an interesting story. So, let's not put it on a pedestal.
Well, I just think, to me, but in my world, I'm like, okay, I can't, Boston, New York, I got on 95 South, and I came down here.
Right, right.
You know, to hear that there's people doing comedy.
Right.
Where the toilet bowl goes in a different direction is like insane to me.
Right. Well, comedy is big in Australia and in the UK.
There's so many Australians at shows here, too.
What do you mean?
Like a lot of tourists.
Members? Oh, yeah. They come in. Well, New York is the mecca for comedy.
Yeah.
Right? And it's got this great reputation for it, so that when you come visit as a tourist, even if you're a civilian, not in the comedy industry, you feel the need to go watch stand up.
Yeah, because you know, yeah. This is like, it's like, you know, I tell my dad, I'm like, you know, you go to Boston, you do the duck tours.
Yeah.
Come to New York, you got to go to a comedy club.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were talking, it just shows how small. I liked you because I was like, is it, and I said to you, I was like, is English your first language? And you're like, yeah, fuck you, you asshole.
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
You said, is English your first language? I said, yes. You said, is that a stupid question? I said, yes.
Yes. Yeah. I took it as fucking, I was like, okay, he's ready for the J Train podcast. He likes a good ball busting. Right. Let's do it. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
So we got some great emails, guys. Keep sending those in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Every Tuesday and Friday, keep telling your friends. It's you guys, the numbers are in and they're big. This keeps growing. You got to keep sharing it with your friends. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got some fantastic emails this week. Ronnie Chang from The Daily Show. Fucking awesome. Summer sex. Have you had sex during the summer?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now you're an expert now.
But it's Australian summer, so it's winter. Anyway.
Okay,
it's different seasons.
The toilet bowl, different direction. The condom swirls a different way when you throw it in. Freed, love the pod. Been listening since summer 2014 at my shitty summer internship. Went back and listened to them all. Gotten tons of friends to start listening to. It was easier once you changed the name. Ha ha. Yeah, that does help. So I'm back for summer vacay.
What was the name before?
It was called the TFM podcast. Do you guys have fraternities?
Sorry, also, what's the etiquette here? Am I not supposed to interrupt you?
You can do whatever you'd like.
Oh, okay. We do not have fraternities the way you have it here.
Okay.
But I just did a gig in Dartmouth a month ago.
Dartmouth
College.
Oh, Dartmouth, here.
Yeah, here.
Fraternities are big there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And so I went there to do a show. The show went pretty well. I was worried before, but it went well.
It's also in the middle of buttfuck nowhere.
Right. Yeah. And so all these factors played into it. So I'm like, because for me, I'm like, oh man, fraternity sounds so dumb. Like, why would you do it?
We have a lot of fraternity listeners.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like, come on, man, really? You're going to call, like, I made a joke on stage. I was like, Ivy League wasn't exclusive enough?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to go into Ivy League and then find some other way to be elitist in your college. So, and then I get it now. I get why they do it. Because one, it's the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
You have nothing else to do, literally.
Well, it's like creating, you know, what my dad always told me, he's like when I explained, my dad wasn't in fraternity.
Yeah,
I didn't know from that. And then I came and joined it, and I was like, it's a house full of dudes that everyone gets along. We sleep in the same rooms, and it's totally not gay.
Right.
And then we get gross and get drunk, and girls come over.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, oh, so the house is your pimp. And I was like, that's exactly what it is.
Sure.
Because it works as a place where you're like, okay, this is all the fun's going to be on one roof.
Sure. And here's the thing that happened in Dartmouth was, so I made an effort to go because I'm like, I haven't experienced this. I shouldn't be ignorant, like make fun of shit, which I don't know anything about. I went to go experience it. And I got to say, dumb, but I was there for 3 days, I would totally be into that. You know what I mean?
It's stupid fun.
It's stupid fun.
It's like the type of thing where you invent a game with your friends and no one else can understand when you try to explain the game.
So I went to this thing and these guys,
went to their frat party?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It doesn't end.
It never ends.
It's pong in the basement.
Yep.
It's freaking like every night.
Well, there's a lot of like fraternity. And listen, when we change the name, I think it opens it up to get people in that. People don't, I think with a podcast that's called Total Frat Move Podcast, and when I used to tell people, I'm like, you should listen to the the TFM podcast I hosted, they were like, I wasn't in a frat.
Right.
And they would just put their hands out because that wasn't them.
Right.
It's like trying to get someone to try something new.
Right.
And it has a name that they're not familiar with, that they don't think is theirs.
Yeah, the Donald Trump Business Podcast.
Exactly.
Right.
If I had the Donald Trump Business Podcast and I was like, no, it's good.
It's good, yeah.
They'd be like, well, it's Donald Trump. I don't want to fucking listen.
We
have a segment of people.
Right.
So the name change helped that. But I think with the fraternities, there's a lot of hate for the type of guy who does the fraternity.
Sure, the stereotype,
And I think the stereotype is is misguided because if I was the stereotype, I would be like, oh, it's a bunch of dudes that like to have fun. And get the joke about themselves. Wouldn't you want to be around the type of person that understands the shit that sucks the most about themselves?
Wait, are you saying that the frats right now in 2016, the frats are fratting ironically?
Yes.
Wow,
I think there's a lot of ironic fratting.
That's a big call. I did go there, and I'm talking Dartmouth, the smartest people in the country,
yeah,
under one roof. and it still became a frat, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, and I can see it. And they were good guys. Like, they showed me around. They were smart, good guys. They want, like, pieces of shit.
They're
so
driven. They want to do well in school. Right, they want to do well
and
out of school.
They were respectful to women. They want they want pieces of shit. And they just have this frat thing because there's no other way for them to party other than in a frat. So they're playing pong the whole day. It was, like, gross. There was, like, so much pong. There was, like, standing beer on the floor.
Yeah.
People were picking the balls off the floor.
I look back on it, and I'm like, how did I live this way?
As a 30-year-old, I walked in, and you're, I'm like, this place is where, like, the Zika virus is
going
to...
The
like,
best is... we're all going down. Yeah, it's too cold for Zika.
And everyone is constantly sick with bronchitis, and no one's putting the dots together that this is coming all from the basement.
The best part about it is I'll go do shows at colleges sometimes and there'll be a guy from the fraternity that will like, you know, a fraternity, if they bring me out, they'll be like, and they'll act as if like what they're doing is like really nice for me. Like, we've brought you our finest beers.
Right, it's
like a Natty Light with a cigarette
in
it.
Right.
And our finest couch for you to lay smash on.
Right,
oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know? And my 30-year-old eyes, I'm like, I get it. I've done it.
Sure,
not right now. But thank you.
And like I said, so once again, went to frats. Shout out Dartmouth. Thanks for showing me around. I had a great time at the frats.
See, I'm pumped that you got the experience before coming here.
Exactly.
So this person is coming home for summer vacation, and there's this girl.
Yeah.
We never really were friends before, but somehow we started texting, and now we've been communicating via Snap and text nonstop for several days. We've talked about hanging out, but have no idea where to shack up, so I haven't pulled the trigger. I can't bring her back to my parents, she has the same situation. I'm busy interning during the day, so I only have evenings and weekends free. What's the play? Not really sure what to do. This email brings me back. Do you remember that phase of life where you're in college, and it's like... You're old enough to fuck, but you're not old enough to have your own place while you're staying at home.
I do not remember that face because, but that's why when you read me this story, I'm just like, this is, I can't, what the fuck kind of problem is that?
The problem is usually the problems we get on this podcast.
The problem is usually, hey, I really like this girl. I want to date her or hook up with her, and I don't know how to approach her. This dude is like, we're gonna fuck. We just need a place.
Yes.
You're telling me that's your biggest problem?
That's the biggest
problem.
You got
no problems, bro.
Listen.
Go. Yo, what?
He should go volunteer in his free time.
First of all, what city is he in?
I don't know the city.
Okay.
All I know is that the gates to Fucktown are open,
okay,
but he doesn't have a car to drive through.
Okay. He's interning.
Intern.
He's got some money.
He's probably got a little bit of extra
change. Where is he living? Are you homeless? You have a place to stay, right, when you're homeless.
Well, he's staying with his parents. So this is the problem, and I understand it from his perspective. Uh-huh. Listen, I got this girl. Uh-huh. We want to hang out. I'm hard. She's wet.
Yeah.
Where do we fucking drop the cum?
Right.
You know, so he is. So he's looking to go.
You're such a romantic.
So he needs, and I get this. I've been in this situation.
Yes.
And especially if, you know, of course you're going to stay at home.
Right.
And you're at the age where it's like you're in a, it's as Britney Spears once wrote, I'm not a girl, not yet a woman.
Okay.
And that's kind of where he's at.
Sure.
So where would you go if you can't have sex at home?
Airbnb.
Man, these kids are so lucky these days.
Go to like a movie theater in the day. Like, he's interning in the day. I just can't believe this is the problem.
Though the problems get much worse.
Okay, well,
this is not.
There's not enough information to help.
I would say this. I'm gonna say this to this kid. Here's what you do. Okay, there's the options of the woods,
Uber,
the woods, Uber, a very nice Uber driver,
Uber van,
your car. Mm-hmm. You know, those options all stink. They're no fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Airbnb option is available to you. The issue is now I'm sure that he thinks he's going to have sex and he's pretty positive about it.
But
you're never 100%. So it sounds a little rapey creepy to be like, so I got this Airbnb. You know, like with no booze.
Don't
play it. Here's the move. You set it up where someone's parents are going away this summer. Someone's having a house party. You have to be on point you have to invite her to the house party and know that the basement has a side bedroom. And then sneak off. Don't tell people because, listen, the guy who's the Jew who's having the party is going to be like, no, my parents! Right, right, you know, right. You don't want to let, don't make it a big thing. Just have a couple drinks, you know, invite her to this party. Uh-huh. Have your own, don't like bring her into the group, but then kind of sidle it off to the side a little bit.
Yeah.
Have a couple shots, just you and her. Uh-huh. Talk it out and then be like, hey, you want to go in that room over there?
Yeah, yeah.
And then push it towards, and now you two kind of sneak off and have this little sexy,
sure,
you know, little.
I like that. I like that move. That you don't make a big deal of it.
Don't tell
your friends about it.
No.
Don't fucking make it into this huge epic thing. Just play it cool.
Totally.
Don't be a fucking piece of shit.
Because if you're gonna fuck at a house party,
yeah.
Then you become the party.
Yeah.
You become like the news of the day. And you don't want that.
You don't want that.
You want it to happen, and you want it to, like, the next day text your buddy, be like,
sure.
So I fucked her in the mop closet.
Right, right.
And then be like, what?
Right, right.
In my house?
Yeah, yeah.
Where? You want that surprise the next day.
Right.
So keep it quiet, invite her, be like, hey, I got this girl that I've been like talking to. She's coming to the party. And you got to use the house party to your advantage because that's a parent that's out of town. And don't use your buddy's parents' bedroom. Don't do that. Don't make it into this like this bucket list fucking thing because it's not going to look good to the girl. She's going to look like she's the prize. You know, she's some sort of like, you know, check off the list and not someone you're looking to get with.
Treat her with respect.
Of course.
Treat her with respect.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Ronnie Chang at Ronnie Chang. RonnieChang.com. Go check him out. Go support. Unbelievable comic. You got to go see him. I love that you're now seeing the vibe.
I'm seeing the vibe now, yeah. I thought it'd be like, hey, so how do I get like a summer internship? What subjects do I study to get? No.
We're talking about P and the V. Oh, yeah. In the village. Can't get over my ex. I talked to this girl for a while, dated her for about 3 months. She broke up with me in October. She was planning on getting back with me in a week. Found out I cheated on her and stayed broken up. I cheated because I was immature and wasn't ready for grad life. I'm going to assume you're still pretty immature.
Grad life.
I am now. So he's ready for grad life now. I hooked up with her again a few months back. We haven't talked since then because she kind of stopped answering my texts. Mm-hmm. Recently, she deleted me off social media. I'm not sure if it's because she's over me or seeing me is bringing up old feelings for her. My issue is that I keep fucking thinking about her. I know it's gay, but I have... I've taken other girls out on dates and I've fucked other girls, but I can't stop thinking about her. I've tried the method of jerking off and thinking about the fights. It hasn't worked. I love that that's a method now. I gave out that advice on the past episode. So you jerk off, then you think of all the fights you had, and you're like, oh, that's why we're out.
But during... Okay, okay.
Think of me while you're jerking off. That's the first piece of advice. And then...
You don't have to tell them that. They're doing that already.
They're doing that already. No, but you think of the fights you had after the explosion, and then you're like, oh, that's why I dumped her.
Okay.
How do I get back with the love of my life or get over her?
Oh, this is, I mean, this is the same story wrapped in a different skin, right? Like, we all know this. Basically, you're just saying, how do I get over this girl?
Yeah. Or how does he get back with her? You know, if he's
Well, I gotta say, I mean, I'd love to see if you back me up on this, that the way, if you're trying to get back with her, the way to do that is also to get over her. It's like the same path. You know what I mean? You can't.
Oh, I like that.
It's the same
path. Explain that a little bit.
Because, listen, man, we've all been there trying to like break up and then you try to get back with the girl and it doesn't work out. Like
your situation, you're engaged.
I'm engaged now, yeah.
You're engaged to a girl. Yeah. We had a conversation before this.
Yeah.
And you guys had broken up, right?
Yeah, we broke up before, yeah.
So what was... Do you remember kind of the process you went through to get back together?
Yeah. But right there, that's the problem, is that when we broke up, we weren't breaking up to get back together again. We were broken up.
You were broken up.
And that wasn't my first breakup, so I was better with dealing with it. You know,
it's
like breaking up is like MMA fights. Like you need a couple of like... You need some scar tissue to know how to like deal with, you know what I mean? To deal with breakup.
To deal
it's
with it.
It's a skill set.
Yeah,
dealing with breakup and rejection is a skill set.
Ending a relationship, and I've said it here, is as hard as as getting ended on.
Yeah.
But you have to deal with that of hurting someone else's feelings. And also, you have to, I do agree with the advice of like, you got to be broken up.
You got to be broken up because if you break up, even if you want to get back together, guess what? Just after you break up and then pining back for her,
you've never given yourself the chance
exactly
to even look elsewhere to think to see if the experiences with the first girl exactly. were relevant to experience that you have with new girls.
Exactly.
Now, when you got back together.
Also, are we giving advice to women as well?
Yeah, women on the podcast. Yeah, cool. This is both. Okay, cool. We have a lot of female listeners. Cool. So, but I'd say when you got back with your ex, who's now your fiance.
Yeah.
What was that? Who made that first call? Like, what was the?
I think it was me. I made the call. Yeah.
And what was that call like?
It was 2 years. 2 years later. I called
2 years after the breakup.
Yeah, 2 years after the breakup, and we went on social media. No contact for almost 2 years. We had a lot of mutual friends, but no contact for 2 years. And what was it? I mean, I said, I just wanted to ask how she was doing, all that.
Yeah,
and then she told me about a person she was dating. And it's kind of a blur, and then I was like, oh, okay,
you're dating someone else.
I was dating someone at the time, and then we just started to see each other more and more, and then got back together.
Well, I think that's kind of like plays into the advice that I think this is the advice is twofold: be single, be broken up, get away, because and then take the things that you liked about her to judge the next girl that comes in. Take the things that the reason you cheated or broke up to judge the next one. Yeah. But then if you go back. And this is kind of the way it sounds with you and your fiance now, with the way you started, is you have to act as if it's the first time you guys have ever met.
Yeah.
I know you have that background, but you got to like re-court her.
Sure.
You got to say, you can't just be like, because they already hooked up.
I don't know what's going on. This guy is, I don't know, this situation is super messy. I agree with you. I agree with you.
So I'm saying like, you can't just like go back. You can't be like, okay, 3 a.m., come meet me.
Yeah.
They have to feel like they're being chased.
You got stuff from chapter one again.
Yeah, you got to be like, hey, let's do a date. Let's do drinks. Like, do the first date things.
And also for your own sake.
Yeah.
You could be different people.
And you might not even like the new person that's come out of the breakup.
Yeah.
And I dated this girl before I started doing comedy.
Yeah.
And then I started doing comedy and I started thinking about her a lot. And I walked into a restaurant and I thought I saw her.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I had this like weird feeling. And I was like hiding. I wasn't like, I was really like taken aback by thinking I had seen her.
Yeah.
So I was like, this must mean I'm into her.
Right.
And I text her. I was like, were you just at this restaurant?
Right.
And she was like, who's this? She had deleted my number. Right. And I was like, it's, and she was like, oh, no, I didn't see you. No, I wasn't there. Oh, she was like, not happy about. And then I get a text from her back. Like, so now we get, now we're texting back and forth. Uh-huh. We end up meeting up late night. Uh-huh. We end up having sex. Uh-huh. I wake up the next morning and I'm like, immediately knew. Don't want in.
Oh.
I immediately knew. Uh-huh. I was like, this isn't going to work. Yeah. I know it's not going to happen. Right. But I had just done the biggest, and this is me being an asshole. Yeah. Like, I felt like it because I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I did what could be misconstrued as like the most romantic thing
right.
that is not going to be romantic. Like, oh, he thought he saw me.
Right,
he remembered how good I was, how much we were great together, had sex with me. And then I woke up, I was like, man, glad I got that out of my system. But really, I got into her system.
She
had moved on.
Right.
So know that if you go and you court someone and you do this, I still feel like a dick for this situation. Because I'm like, fuck. Because I remember like a month later, I got a text from her being like, thought I saw you in a restaurant. Like a mad, like get, you like, fuck off, dude. Fuck. And I was like, I felt so bad about it. Yeah. And I still do a little to this day.
Yeah.
But I think what you have to realize is that you can't be selfish when you go back to the ex. You got to give them the time to move on.
Correct.
And it has to happen naturally that you come back together, not that you're just trying to like get over something.
Yes, correct. And also, like let them be their own person a little bit for a while,
Yeah.
And figure stuff out. It's so complicated if you want to just jump
in.
And people want things that they don't have.
Yeah.
Which is what, you have to be mature enough, which this guy obviously sounds evolved enough to do that.
Yeah, he's now mature.
Hashtag sarcasm. That like, be mature enough to know, like, when you just wanting something that you can't have and whether you actually want it or not.
Are you missing the person or the warm body?
Right.
Could it be any warm body? Because when you end a relationship, it's one less person to text, one less person to talk to, one less person to hug.
And also, when you end a relationship, it's like, okay, everyone on the planet except for her now. Yeah. She's unavailable now because you already had your chance.
Yeah.
And then it becomes that whole, oh shit, now I want the one thing which I can't have. So, so just, you know, figure that stuff out first.
Get away. And if you do come back, you dive in as a real person, not just the person you've had before.
Right, right, right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Ronnie Chang at Ronnie Chang, RonnieChang.com. He's got dates coming up. Go check him out. Fantastic comic.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Now, you're out of the dating game, but we met the night that I tried to join Raya,
I did a piece on it.
Oh, you did a... So this is what... Sure. This is called Bumble Profile from a lady listener.
Yeah.
We got a female writer in.
Shout out to females. Am I missing something?
It's a chick email.
Is a female email so rare that you have a sting for it?
No, we just like to promote it. Right. Ladies, keep writing in. This is called... You did a piece for The Daily Show about... Explain it for the listeners.
Oh, I did a piece exploring online racism...
it sounds so funny.
sexual racism on dating, non-dating.
Listen, it's a very, you know, you're only getting the pictures. Hey Jared, was at the show at Stand Up New York last week. Really enjoyed the show and have been a fan of the podcast for a while now. Yeah. Awesome. You asked my friend and I about our Bumble bios. Mm-hmm. I did, because I'm doing a bit about Bumble. And I was like hosting, so I was like, what's your bios? Yeah. And not having one. I've been thinking about this for a little while now. Oh, yeah, they didn't have like the bio.
Yes.
The thing you can write.
Yes.
So, you showed me a part of your phone. You're like, it was a part of your phone with all the dating apps.
Yes, yes.
What was it named?
Oh, I named that group of apps for research only, I swear. Yeah. It has like Grindr, Adam, Tinder, Bumble, Raya, which I was not approved on.
I wasn't approved for Raya. I got waitlisted.
Yeah.
I'm so mad about it.
You had God and Kevin Adams. These are some major names. I had Trevor Noah. I couldn't get on,
And it didn't get you.
It couldn't get me on.
See, that's the thing. They're very, they're choosy. Yeah. I don't know. How important is the Bumble bio? What do you recommend putting in the bio? Also, what mix of pictures should be included on the app? I'm recently single again and wanted to see how to step up my dating app game.
Right.
So from a guy's perspective, what would you want to see?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm no expert in all this because I sound so old, but I came in... Like,
well, this
just
is the thing.
After the app
I have term, friends. You know? I have friends that are now married or have kids, and
they missed
the boat. I mean, and it's literally like I'm waving to them from Fuck Island.
Yes,
like they all take my phone and they start swiping on their own. Yeah, they just want to see what it's like.
Yeah.
Like a lot of girls will do the thing where they're like, I don't want to play the game, and they'll take your phone and start swiping, and all of a sudden you're matched with all these chicks you didn't want to fucking get with. And you're like, how did this happen?
I'm
just saying, like, I do understand the idea of, like, I can't believe that this world exists.
Yes.
I mean, if you were to get, I had a buddy that went through a divorce.
Yeah.
And he was like, the minute he got divorced, he's like, I was thinking about a kid. Now I'm fucking downloading Tinder.
Right.
You know? Right. Now? And he's like, it's a whole brand new world. Right.
Yes, correct.
I know the things I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a girl having fun in the pictures.
Yes.
Okay? The pictures... Having fun. I need one picture that's a full body shot. Okay? I want a picture with your mom so I can see what you're going to look like, you know, in a few years. I want having fun with friends, like on a Saturday night. Like, I like when the girl is chugging from the vodka bottle.
Sure.
Like, at least I know she doesn't take herself too seriously. She still likes to go out.
I
like the one where I need a full body shot because I just need the full thing.
Uh-huh.
They're the pictures where it looks like you're hiding something. We know you're hiding something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when the girl, it's like her from behind a wall and you're like, like just looking at it. It's like, we know what you're doing.
Right.
Here's the thing. There's a guy, there's a butt for every seat. There's a guy that's into what you are. Show off what you are.
Yes, yes.
So I would say don't be, because we know when you're beating around the bush. We don't want to, like, I follow all these plus size Instagram accounts. Plus size women. And they all fucking, every fifth post is them talking about the haters and how body positivity. It's like, I'm here.
Right,
don't make me feel like a weirdo.
Right.
You also have a million followers.
Yeah,
there's like, 0.0% is calling
like,
you fat.
It's like yelling at the people who came to the show.
Yes. Right. And telling, like, why are you, so I hate when they do that because they make me feel bad. Like, be what you are. You are what you is. An old Bill Parcells quote. You are what you is. Sure. So own it. So full body pic, picture with friends having fun. I want to see you with your mom, grandma, if she's alive.
I love how positive the message was. And then it became, so Be who you are, love who you are. So I want to see full body pics, some nipples.
This is all part of loving who you are. Listen, we can't ignore the fact that I'm sitting here dick in hand.
Well, I'm with you insofar as like that. Yeah, I mean, look, it's gonna come out sooner or later. Just put it on. It's
put
fine.
It out.
It's fine. You know, like. This is for men and women. If you're a guy, put it on.
Listen, this is for everybody. Yeah. And I would also, the bio, have a bio. Have something, because you do get a chance to write something. I've said this on past podcasts, I think. There's the worst one is not here to hook up. That is the worst one.
Okay.
Don't write that. I wrote a column about it. Don't write that because I'm not saying you have to hook up.
Right.
Just don't take away the one thing that every guy wants. Like, you want to give the illusion that that can happen.
Sure.
Because you got to, like, listen, you got to, like, hold the treat that's tied to the stick.
The carrot and the stick.
Sure. Yeah, the carrot on the stick while I'm running on the hamster mill. You know, like, hold that out there.
Right.
But the bio shouldn't. Here's another bio I don't like saying. I don't like when it says, I'm this, looking for this, looking for this. Don't make it like a dating profile.
Okay.
I think, Dre, you write one witty thing that says something about yourself. I love, you know, like I like the ones that are a little bit funny and a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah,
you know, like, you know, get a little, like a little creativity where it's talking about what do you like to do, but in a funny way.
Sure.
I, you know, if you're if a girl's bio said, I've been sitting on the couch all weekend eating French fries and watching Netflix, I'd be like, hey, that's something I like to do. You know, like with a little wink and a nod.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I want to see a little personality like, show me your personality without telling me.
Right. And once again, goes for men and women on this.
Oh, absolutely.
So I did a Daily Show piece about this, so I got to see a lot of profiles.
Okay, yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't. I've never been on it because I'm engaged. I don't want to go on that stuff. So I got to see a lot of profiles, and the stuff which I found cool is what you said. The ones when they're being funny, they're like a little joke.
Yes,
like a self-deprecating joke or a joke where they're like ready to party. And
yes,
like it's almost like a. When they're very self-aware of what this app is and they're making fun of that.
Totally,
you know what
agree.
I mean? That I thought that was really funny. And that made me go, oh yeah, this person's cool. Like, they get it. They're like...
You know who's cool right away. Like, I'll see... it's always like... you can always see, like, the chick that moved here from Russia that's looking for a rich husband. like, hers always is like... Right. Hers is always like a fucking resume.
Right.
I don't want to see a resume. That's shit you find out on the first date.
Sure. I will say, the one thing I will disagree with you is that I don't mind... people putting their disclaimers and what they don't like and all that stuff because I get that that's like a buzzkill, but I think I went to law school. I'm like, yo, put that stuff up front. Put this up front. That's your disclaimer. That's your, you know.
Well, here's the reason I disagree. Yeah. I think, and I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
You put it on the table.
Put it on the table. Put your cards on the table. Look,
I'm here looking for something serious.
Let's not waste everybody's time.
I would also say that I need someone with enough self-responsibility that they can figure that out on their own, what if someone's looking for.
Okay.
And, you know, that's trusting the person that you're going to be talking to. But, like, you know, if a guy is messaging you, hey, what's up? Meet me out tonight. You know that's a guy that's not looking to introduce himself.
Sure.
You know, if he's writing, where are you from? Sure. What are you doing? What are you doing this week? How's the week? But if he's asking interested questions, go along with that. Feel that would feel right.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I just think that, like, putting out there... I am here for something serious is the cart before the horse. You know, let's get to know somebody.
Sure.
You know, and I do understand the idea of like, and you can say that in conversation. Hey, I'll meet up tonight. I'm just letting you know, like I'm looking to like date. If a guy asks you to a 11 o'clock drinks, that ain't a guy that's looking to fucking settle down.
Yeah, sure. I can see that.
But I see your side too. Yeah, I understand putting it out there and why it would make someone feel comfortable.
Right.
But I also think like, listen.
The only reason why I would I will make a point of that is because I don't want to what women put on it. Dude, women get so much crazy shit on online date apps. It's like for the amount of shit they have to put up with, I'm like, yo, do what you want.
Do what you want to do.
Like, yeah, I have no right to tell you how to do this. You get the amount of shit you get will like, you know, I look at it, I'm like, I don't want to live. I feel like throwing my phone away if I got the amount of shit
I do understand that.
Right.
So
that makes me give them like leeway. Look, just do what you gotta do and be comfortable.
get over it.
And that's payment for all this crap that they have to get on the, you know.
They get sent so much. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. You go my my Instagram, Jared Freed on Instagram. I do screenshots of like, because girls on Bumble have to talk to you first.
Yes.
So I write a lot of weird responses. So like I'm one of those people fucking around. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more and then we'll go to the hypotheticals.
What
do we
need? Yeah.
This one's, I like this one. I'm into this one. Settle down or stay wild. Okay, Stallion wants to know if he should be tamed.
Did he say that?
No, that's okay, me.
If he said that, that'll be awesome.
Here's my dilemma. Yeah. I just wrapped up my junior year of college, and I love getting wild. I've gotten into all kinds of weird shit. Okay, drunk shit, drug shit, sex shit, and everything in between.
Did he say this?
Yeah, that's awesome. Is the email. This is a perfectly J-Train podcast email. I love that. All the weird shit, drunk shit, drug shit, sex shit, everything in between.
Sounds like feces shit, everything.
Yeah. It sounds like a used car salesman.
Yeah. Yeah. We got it all.
Your Acuras, your poop stuff, your penis stuff. However, I'm not naive enough to think that there isn't still a whole world of crazy shit for me to get into. He's done all the shit, but he knows there's more shit. And like I said, I love getting into weird shit. I love how he repeated that he loves getting into weird shit. That means, and that if a guy came up to me and was like, I like getting into weird shit, and I'd be like, me too.
Yeah.
And then if he repeated it, I'd be like, okay, what the fuck are you into?
Yeah, exactly.
This guy doesn't even go to college. He's just writing. Yeah. It's all a lie. He's insane.
Is this my dad writing it? If you want stories, I have some good ones. Okay, we're good, man. We get it. Now, for the last 3 months, I've been dating this girl. She's an 859. Okay, we have a rating system here on the podcast. Girls or guys can use it.
Yeah.
It's the area code method. Okay. Face, body, personality. Okay. 859, okay. Face, 8, okay. 5, body, 9, personality.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a winner here.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful girl. She's pretty. She's fun. She has long-term life goals and is very, very good to me. Better to me than any other girl I've dated. Uh-huh. I know she's a complete catch, which is why I'm so torn. Uh-huh. She's really into me. A little while back, she told me she loves me. Uh-huh. I couldn't return the sentiment at that time, and she was very understanding. The thing is, as great as she is, there's a part of me that still wants to get wild, do weird shit. And get weird with girls. I'm afraid of settling down. My question is it worth it to throw out this relationship with a wonderful girl so that I can continue to be an absolute bender here on this earth? Or should I accept that maybe my wildest days are behind me and settle down into this relationship? I obviously can't have both. I love this email.
This email is awesome.
It's great.
It's great. It's
But I love how misguided it is.
Yes. And with junior in college is what? Second year?
It's the third year.
Third year, okay.
So he's got... So he's
what, 19?
He's 20.
20, yeah.
Or 20 or 21. Hold on. He just wrapped his junior year. So he's got a senior year coming up. Yeah. So he's wondering, do I do this relationship into my senior year or not?
Yeah. The fact that the way you phrase this email and what you're writing in, I don't know much about you, but you sound like you are not ready to settle down at all. fact that you are having these doubts, and for your own good, man, those doubts aren't going to go away. All you can do is...
It sounds like he really wants to do some anal. It sounds like he's like really thirsty.
You have some demons to,
to exercise.
Sounds like you will not be happy until you do so. And I think you should go do that because...
The reason I read this email, because we get a lot of emails like this where it's, you know, I'm with this girl. Should I end it? I want to keep getting
I can't
crazy.
Imagine. Wouldn't this be the same email you keep getting?
This is a very similar email. But the reason I bring it up is, you know, I always have at least one reason for reading an email on this podcast is the writing exceptional.
Yes.
The second most important reason is that this idea that your wild days behind you because you've met a great girl.
Right.
And I don't think that's necessarily true.
Right.
Like I know a lot of couples, and I have a friend, he's married, yeah. And him and his wife do this thing called adult night.
Yeah.
Where they get a hotel room and they do a bunch of drugs and they get drunk and fuck all night.
So the adult night is the opposite of
being an adult. But to me, that is a realization that uh-huh. I love uh-huh. hanging out with the person that I love.
Yes, yes.
And we can correct. Get wild together correct, can be not wild together.
Correct.
So if you're looking at a girl across from you and you're like, I'm afraid to tell her these weird things I want to do, maybe that's not the girl for you.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. Maybe you see her more as a friend who's really... And just because she's really good to you doesn't mean that you shouldn't end things with her. There's a lot of people that are going to be good to you in your life that you're not fucking.
Correct.
So I think, you know, the idea... I just like the idea of, like, this is a young man's idea that, yes, like, yes. I can't get wild
yes.
with the girl I'm with. You can get wild.
Yes, correct.
You can get, if anything, you can get more explore.
Correct, correct.
Do more exploration with the person that you're closest with. But it might mean that this girl isn't the one that you're going to be able to do that with.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And
yeah.
especially if he's, like, Mr. Weird.
You know, like, at least Mr. Wild.
Yeah, Mr. Well, you know,
I mean, Mr. Wild over here. Yeah, so
was he hiding?
Yeah.
Like, he's obviously not being completely honest with this girl that he sure. says he's, you know, close sure. to saying I love you to.
Sure.
And just, you know, so putting those things on the girl,
yeah.
it just never makes sense. I actually think it's unfair to the girl.
Oh, totally.
Because you're not even, like, giving her a chance to say, yeah, I do whatever you want to
sure,
do.
Sure, sure.
Maybe yeah. she's so cool that you don't even fucking know it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So my advice is, you know, I'm with Ronnie on this yeah, one. Yeah. You got it. I think it doesn't sound like you're ready to be in a relationship with a girl, but it does sound like you're ready to have a weird conversation.
Yeah.
So I think maybe you get a little drunk with her one night and you start throwing out some weird bombs
sure.
and see how those land.
Yeah.
Maybe they land right in her pussy.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one more. We could do one more. You want to do one? Let's do one more. Yeah. I got a good one here. Picky dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know anyone that was like super picky?
Like with people or like
with girls?
Picky. Yeah. I do.
I've had a couple friends and I'm like, are you gay? Do you know what I mean? Like where you're like, dude, pick one.
Sure.
Go for it. And then you'd see the girl. The weirdest is when the picky dude finally does find a girl and you're like, this is what the wait has been for?
Right.
You know, and you see her, you're like, this wasn't what I thought. This was a female email. Dearest J Twinkie. Chick email. I have a potential problem on my hands, so no nut feathering. I know you've talked about guys not liking their roommates' buddies' girlfriends before, but I sort of have the opposite problem. My boyfriend is about to move in with his good friend from high school, 2 years post-grad now, and I am not the biggest fan. He's not a bad guy or anything, but he's super judgy of everyone and isn't always about the fun lifestyle that the rest of us are. He would rather stay in than go out. Mm. I don't have a problem with people who don't go out, but he judges everyone else who gets drunk and has been known to be the guy to get his friends to end relationships with girls. I've tried to set him up with many of my friends, but he's just too picky. No, I don't think he's gay. I just don't want him to be a buzzkill around me, my friends, and especially my boyfriend. I've always been super nice to him, and I think we get along, but I don't want him trying to end my relationship like he has with his and my other buddies in the past. I'm thinking to just try and to sleep over as little as possible and not get in his way, but any other advice would be appreciated. Thanks.
Man. So tough. She's got a
boyfriend moving in with his buddy who's a buzzkill
and
super judgy.
Right.
She doesn't want him hating her.
Oh man. Does she know this guy?
Knows him.
Like well?
Seems like it. She's tried to fix him up with girls and he's never in. It's tough with a guy, like he just sounds like he has like a bad attitude.
Yeah.
Like in general for everything. And that guy exists.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find out what this guy's joke is. You know what I mean? Like, get in on the joke with him once in a while. So when you're all at the apartment or something, make little comments with him. Get on his, you know, just make little comments with him.
And I like Mansan's perspective on this because I do agree that you have to swim with his current and not against his current.
Mm.
You know, because like a guy like that, he's got to be interested in something, right?
Yeah, well, man, sorry, I'm just going through. Well, first of all, it sounds like like she says like we party around him all the time. Yeah. He's not into it.
And can I'm you just imagine thinking, him just sitting on the couch?
I'm imagining him sitting there like really unhappy. Everyone's like, you know, get like basically having sex and taking drugs around him, and he's just like, man, just trying to watch,
you know, just trying to watch Game of Thrones,
Game of Thrones or whatever, like a Planet Earth or whatever he's watching.
Yeah.
And also, you can be it like at my we're both 30.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I know when you're younger, it doesn't always apply. But at 30, we're like, man, we don't hang out with people we don't want to hang out with.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm trying to give them that advice, but I'm also very conscious that these guys are, maybe they have options in their living arrangement. They have to have roommates or something. I don't know.
I think the move for her, and the move for her is to not, don't party at this guy's place.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, if he's not into party, stop partying at his place. Yeah. Don't try and push that fucking agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that anyone who hates a party, when they're forced to party, hates it even fucking
loves
more.
It more.
Yeah. Right. So stop fucking partying at their place. I think the key to his heart is morning time banter. So I don't think she should sleep there less. I think she should sleep there more, mm-hmm. party there less. So maybe you invite them to away game events, away pregame, away postgame.
Right, right.
You do all the partying at somewhere else. And then when you sleep at your boyfriend's, and you should keep pushing to sleep at your boyfriend's, wake up in the morning and ask him about his night.
Right.
Ask him how he's doing. Any girls.
Right.
Make it about him. And be so nice to him and so inquisitive with him that he'd look like the biggest fucking dick in the world if he ever said something bad about you. You have to make him sound crazy.
Man, that's pretty good advice. That's why your name's on the podcast.
That's why I'm the J Train.
I will
Papa JT to the rescue. Yeah,
it's good. I will add one thing is that if you try that and you go all out to be friendly and all that, and you're still not feeling it, then you gotta remove that situation.
You gotta let your boyfriend know a little bit, like, hey, what's this guy's fucking problem?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think you give it more than a college try.
Yeah.
I think you give it like an effort of like, but you sleep over because that morning time is his favorite time as the non-partier.
Sure.
That's when you can look the best.
Sure.
You can wake up and, you know, you're going to be hungover or whatever, but you'll be like, how was your night? What did you get into?
Right.
Oh, you stayed in? What'd you watch? What shows you're into? Now you can start peppering in questions about things that he's interested in.
Right.
Maybe you have similar interests. But you're not going to find out those similar interests at, hey, man! Turn on the music. You know, you're not going to find it there. So just, you know, I think the morning time is the right time for her to make it happen. And also, like, be cool as a cucumber. Be as cool as you can, because if he is the guy that likes to fucking set up the girlfriends to be dumped, there's a point where he has to state his case.
Mm.
You know, he has to bring it to the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge is going to look at him and be like, get the fuck out of here with this.
Right.
And you want to make it so it has to be said that way. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Ronnie, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, man.
So fantastic to have you.
Oh, I've been giving pretty shit advice.
Right? I don't think so.
Because all my dealings with people honestly have been like, oh, okay, I don't want to be in this situation. I just remove myself. So I never had any of this social conflict.
Yeah. No, listen, I was happy to have you on. It's super funny. I love that we could get you here.
Yeah.
Ronnie Chang, @RonnieChang on Twitter, RonnieChang.com. Go check him out. Where are you doing dates? Do you have any places that are coming up?
I'm doing Denver, doing Comedy Works in Denver, doing Acme.
Comedy Works is a great club.
Yeah, yeah. I heard about it. I haven't been there.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Acme in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Awesome.
I've never been to these cities, so I'm looking to go there for the first time.
I'm going to get my buddy to come to the Acme.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
You told me about your friend in Minneapolis.
I'm going to get him to come out.
Yeah.
So, guys, we're going to do some hypotheticals in the news. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. Ronnie, thank you for coming on. This is great. So good to have you here. Go follow Ronnie on Twitter @RonnieChang, RonnieChang.com. He's got dates coming up in Denver and Minnesota. Go check it out. Chris?
Yes, sir.
Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
@Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network, along with this podcast every Friday.
That's good energy. Listen to both.
Good energy. Listen to them both. Get on board. You got good podcasts here. Let's do a couple hypotheticals. I got one short one and then one a little bit longer. Ready?
Yeah.
Would you spend a night using Gronk's naked groin as a pillow to be him for the next 24 hours. So every night you use Gronk, like you literally sleep in the V of his nuts as a pillow. The next 24 hours, you are Gronk.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah, no problem.
And how many days?
What do you mean? How many days I sleep in his crotch?
So you could. So let's say you, for every night you do it, you get a day.
Oh. I mean,
you got to really, and this, you got to really nuzzle up to the balls. Those are the pillows,
right?
Yeah, which they're probably very comfortable.
I'm sure his balls are head size shape. His head size.
I'm assuming he's okay with that. In which case,
he's okay with it.
In which case, then I do it for a day.
And I would do 1 day to get one day.
Yeah.
I would do anything to ask Gronk this question. Be like, how many people would you let do this?
How many?
Because he would probably let people do it.
Well, I got to think about it. So you're getting a full day as Gronk.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing it at least once.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That uncomfortable night where he's like, can you move? Like, you have to have conversation with him. Like, where he's like, yeah, man, I'm going to move over now.
No problem, big guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm, you know.
But we would all do it.
Yeah, for just days to see what it's like.
Are you an American football fan? You ever get into it?
Yeah. I'm Patriots.
Patriots?
Yeah, Patriots.
Me too.
Yeah, just like how they run, well-run organization.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
Wait, do they have games on in Australia?
They started airing free games like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and then its popularity has exploded in Australia.
What do you think? It has.
Yeah.
So the University of Michigan, Jim Harbaugh is doing a camp down there.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's looking for players.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Also, they play Australian rules football.
What's the difference between Australian rules and American rules?
Oh, it's like totally different. They kick the ball. That's why they get all these Australian punters.
Yeah.
Because in the game, they kick the ball. That's part of the game. They pass the ball by kicking it to the other guy. So that's why you get all these punters who know how to kick on the run.
And they can do directional. They can like put it on a dime.
Oh yeah, they can put it on a dime. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And this other guy, this rugby star in Australia, signed for the San Francisco 49ers.
So I know Gerard or it's
Gerard Haynes.
Yeah. And he got cut, but then he got brought back.
Yeah,
was he that famous?
Well, man, Australia's okay. Here's the other thing about Australia. So the Melbourne is a Australian rules football city. Mm-hmm. Sydney is a rugby town.
Oh, so it's two different sports.
They two different sports, and it's divided heavily. So Brisbane is like a rugby town, and then Perth is like a AFL town, like Australian football town. Yeah. So Gerard is a rugby guy.
Okay.
So for Melbourne, he's not the biggest name.
You're from Melbourne.
I'm a Melbourne guy. Yeah, but I was touring the whole of Australia, so I'm down with all of Australia. But Gerard was a rugby guy, and then he got signed. And let me put it in perspective. Like he picked up American football at what, 28?
Yeah.
Was he 27? It's 26, 27.
Yeah.
First time picked up, and he got onto a professional team.
I know, that's how good he is.
As a running back.
Yeah.
And he got cut, but my God.
No, listen, I'm not talking down.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also, I mean, the story's pretty amazing to be the top. Wasn't he the best there?
That's why I'm not huge into rugby, so I don't know, but he was very athletic and he was a superstar.
Yeah.
I don't know, because rugby is a very team sport. It's hard to go who's the top one. Because
are they making big money?
No, not by NFL standards.
I mean, he's living well though.
I think he was doing okay in Australia, and I think he turned down a contract to go do NFL
That's
stuff.
Insane.
But yeah, yeah.
But, that's a would you
but
rather.
Not, but I'm not talking. But he's not making. You know, he's not making.
What he could make here.
Yeah, he's not making. What's the biggest contract in NFL? I'm not sure. I'm a basketball guy, but he's not making quarterback money. You know?
Of course not. Yeah. I mean, so here's another one. J Train firefighter. Firefighter here. Yeah. Oh, he's a firefighter. Thanks for getting me through my hour and a half commutes to work and upping my game with the ladies. You're welcome. 10 out of 10 will be showing my house brothers. Thank you. Here's my hypothetical. Would you rather have an even spread of 777 on face, body, personality? Okay. Or be able to redistribute the 21 points however you want? What would your spread be? This is a fantastic.
It's a good question.
This is a great
question. It's a lot
great
of math
question.
For me. But
it's a lot of math. So you got 21 points. How do you separate it? And I'm going to encourage listeners, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, to send in how you would spread these 21 points and how and why. Mm-hmm. So let's, I mean, I haven't thought about this. What do you, Mansamp, what do you think?
I mean, my initial thing would, 777 is fine. Like, that'd be fine to take that. But my initial thing was to go 868, probably.
868. Okay.
That's right, right? Is that the right amount?
I guess it's so personal, too, because you're wondering, like, but I guess we're
Oh, no, it's 867. Sorry, because that's 21.
Is that 21?
Yeah, because 13 plus 8 is 21, yes.
So here's the thing. You got to do it by, like, what people think. You know, at this point, you got to separate the numbers by, like, how people feel about the human body.
Right.
You know, like, all of us have different tastes.
Yes.
So, you know, one to one might be one, you know, to another. What would you do, Ronnie?
Oh, what's my spread?
Yeah.
First of all, I love that this is the spread. has to be 777.
You're going to go, it can either be 777.
I already got 21 points.
You got 21 points to spread out amongst the three categories: face, body, personality.
I don't know, man.
How do you spread them out?
I'm liking 777.
You like that?
Yeah.
I shift all towards 9. Okay?
What do you mean all towards 9?
So I'm going to have personality going to be a 9.
Uh-huh.
That's the highest. We're saying the highest it can be is a 9.
Right. Well, okay? Now you're playing a devil's bargain, though. So something's going to be a 2 or whatever.
Hold on.
All right.
So now I've taken 2 points from the face and body. Okay? I'm taking 2 points off the body, putting them on the face.
Right.
That's my move. I'm going 9, 5, 9.
That's too many points.
Is that too many points?
That's like 25 points. Yeah.
How is that 25
points? Yeah. 18 plus 5 is 23.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So you got to go with like a 3 body.
You're going 9, 3, 9.
That's, no, right. I can't do that. Cannot do that.
This is why this question is interesting.
This is interesting. So I would go, 8, 4, 9. Now I go 7, 4, 9.
Right.
7, 5, 9 would be the best I could do.
Well, yes. This is encouraging that you're putting the points in personality, which is good.
Well, because you got to be with this person the rest of your life.
Correct,
so, like, let's say you got to be with this person the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, looks fade.
Yeah.
Personality does not.
No, it doesn't.
Unless they get Alzheimer's, then listen, you're fucked. Yeah. So, but, you know, think it out. So, I guess I'm going 8 personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then how much do I have left? What do I got?
Oh, I got 13. Oh, you have 13.
I worked in finance, too.
Yeah. you got 13 points left.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah. This is John from the booth.
The body's going to fade no matter what over time. So you're smart with that. Also, your kids, kids to have good faces. You know what I mean?
I want the face to be good. Can I put all the fat in the tits?
Sure.
Can I distribute the fat where it may be? Send in, that's an interesting one that we're going to come back to. Send that in if you guys have a thought on it. We might get some creative responses to that.
Yeah, but you want to, that's reasonable what you are. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, what you were suggesting is that,
I want to go, I want the personality and face are the most important to me.
Right.
Yeah.
That can get me by, you know, flat butt.
True.
Yeah. You know? Or we could just go 10-10-1 and be done with it.
And really crush it.
I mean, it says a lot about who you are, the way you choose it. Because if you want to just like do drugs and like just rock out and like
this
die,
is the person you're with the rest of your life. So that, let's put that in.
You just go face and body and just like be a party monster and then just that's it.
Also, you're saying the max is 9.
Yes.
Meaning 7 is pretty damn good.
7 is pretty good. You know, 777 is a pretty great.
Unless if you said 10 is the max, then that changes the equation. But 9 is the max, meaning, you know, like.
Because 0 can be used.
Oh, we're idiots. We didn't even think about it.
Let's go to the news.
Okay. So I have a couple of different options here. You want to go with like a good old fashioned American one, or do you want to go with like a really dangerous one from Spain?
Ronnie, you're the guest. It's your choice, man.
Let's go America.
Let's show you our country.
Yeah.
The Air Force hopes to deploy swarms of suicide drones to combat enemy missiles.
Okay.
DARPA is working on it's called the Gremlins Project, where they create these tiny little drones that will fly alongside of our aircraft, and when missiles are coming in, they will just swarm around the missiles and attack
them. Fucking awesome.
It's fucking awesome.
Pretty sweet, right?
Ronnie's completely correct.
Right off the bat, that is fucking awesome.
It's fucking awesome, but in a movie about the aliens coming to Earth
that
and attacking
Independence Day level shit.
Yes.
They need that stuff. They also, while they're at it, get some drones that kill other drones.
Yeah. Because
we got some drones up there. flying into commercial aircraft, which is really not good. So please get some drones to kill. Right now they got eagles hunting down drones.
This is
that's the craziest. Yeah, which is really? Of all time.
Yeah, law of
the rings. I have seen that. Yeah,
they're training eagles to hunt down drones because you know.
Well, didn't that just happen recently? Actually, where an eagle took down a plane by or caused an accident because I guess it was looking for drones or something.
Was that?
And like a plane hit it. Yeah.
Oh my god, that scares the fucking shit out of me as someone who doesn't like to fly.
Right.
I will say this. Okay. This is kind of like. This kind of goes, I don't know why this goes back to a conversation we had two episodes ago.
Okay.
Where, what are the scientists doing? Like, why are they on the, what about cancer? You know, why are we on drones for drones? Like, why are we, like,
all this is dark.
Where's my hovercraft? Where the fuck is my speed train that makes it so I don't have to fly anymore?
Yep.
Where are all these fucking inventions that I was promised? As an idiot little boy.
Well, here's two things you're bringing up. First of all, they started the, it just slipped my mind right now, but it's like the super fast train. They just started building
the hyper corridor.
The Hyperloop.
It's going to be from what, LA to Vegas? Isn't that?
No, it's like New York to like Queens. Yeah.
New York to Queens. it's
60 seconds.
It's going to be quite a ride. But I'm saying, like, this is the type of, like, people talk about like money going towards like, you know, defense, and it's like, this type of defense, like, I don't know who has the technology to attack us in this way.
Yeah, they don't.
Maybe
they
just being naive, and we do have a lot of military people that listen to this podcast, right. And I think what they're doing is fucking awesome work, and I love when they listen and tell me that they're listening, and I think what they're doing is amazing, and also a very cool experience, like an experience that I could never connect with, and they're learning so many valuable lessons for life, but then I'm wondering... am I that naive to what our threats are?
Like, no, I might have an answer for this. I think this is you might be seeing halfway through our evolution here, because a lot of what we have in day-to-day life comes from military research.
Mm.
Like a lot of shit from clothing materials, like the wrist watch came because artillery guys had to coordinate attacks and they had pocket watches, and then they're like, I don't want a pocket. I want something on my wrist. So, you know, so we have all this stuff that comes out of military funding.
Yeah.
And with this drone thing, I think we might be just seeing like they're just halfway through making a hoverboard. This is like this intermediary. And so
these drones could lead to me not having to dress myself in the morning, which, okay, fine. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Like when they flew that guy to the moon, like what, the microwave came out of that, Velcro.
Oh, really?
Like all this stuff came out of
that. Okay, you're more clairvoyant than I could ever be. I'm just wondering, I'm like, who the fuck is trying
to get drones on drones?
To kill our drones with other drones? Like, when did I end up in a drone war? You know, so, but I do hear what you're saying. Like, but that's that to me is also what, you know, leads to my thoughts on having incentives.
Sure.
You know, the incentive for the military is that they have all this money that they could win.
Yes.
You know, these military contractors get, you know, can win money.
Yes.
Will create the best of the best. For, you know, but if that money was being incentivized in a different way other than, you know, I don't know, I'm a little bit rambling here, but I'm saying if the money wasn't being incentivized towards killing drones,
right,
you know, maybe it was incentivized towards, you know, Elon Musk getting us some off of oil, you know, like if there was, if there were these contracts out there that you could, if like for the guy, like for the genius at home that can create the battery that never goes out without using foreign oil.
I'm with you, and I
hear what you're saying.
But I'm pretty sure the military is investing in like battery alternative energy sources.
No, I'm sure they are.
It just makes sense. They spend so much money on oil and all that stuff. Like to reduce that dependence on oil is a national like strategic goal.
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be.
But you know, I guess listen, we got little baby drones killing bigger drones. The future has arrived.
Right now, ESPN is airing drone races.
Really?
They're racing drones around.
Hold on. Yeah. So my brother and I did like a, my brother and I lived together. We did like a, okay, you spend 50, I'll spend 50 on each other for like the holidays.
Yeah.
So my brother got me the smallest ever drone.
Yeah.
Oh, and,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. My future sister-in-law got me like a little drone with like a camera for Hanukkah.
Yes. Yeah. So listen, so I'm playing with this fucking thing and it's hard to drive. They're not easy because you have to like, you know, the propellers and everything.
That's like but pitch.
Yeah.
You gotta handle pitch and like,
you gotta figure out
like three-dimensional flying. Yeah.
Totally. So I'm fucking flying this thing. Yeah. And the first time I flew it, it comes right at me. These propellers can fuck you up. Like, I, do you know when someone has a BB gun and yes. they like point at you and you're like, get away, get away. Yeah, you know, like you spend the whole thing fidgeting because you're like, this is gonna hurt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I feel that way with all drones. Correct. I feel like I'm like waiting to get like sliced.
Correct.
By a fucking drone. Right. At some point.
Think about who's going to be operating the Amazon ones. You know, it's not going to be the DARPA guys.
Right. No, it's going to be fucking, you know, the toll booth workers that don't do toll booths anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Ronnie, thank you for coming on, man. We've discussed the future. RonnieChang.com, at Ronnie Chang on Twitter.
Appreciate it.
Mansamp, thank you for bringing the news, doing the hypotheticals.
Thanks, man.
At Mansamp Twitter, at Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here, along with the J Train Podcast. I got a couple of shout outs that we'll do before we go. Hey, Jay Barukatada Night Train. That's a new one.
That's pretty good.
Did you have Jews in Australia?
We have Jewish people. We also have Barocca.
What's Barocca?
Oh, is that what he said?
He said Barocca Tata Danai. That's a Jewish prayer.
Barocca in Australia is this little like a fizzy tablet you put in water and then it like bubbles into like vitamin C and it keeps you awake.
Oh, we got that. Tums.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's like emergency or something like that.
Okay, yeah, we got that.
This keeps you awake.
Alka-Seltzer or whatever.
Shout out to NYU Class of 2016. P.S. Gonna feather your nuts a bit, you penny pincher. Podcast is gold. Listen to it every episode while I was abroad in France. Advice is spot on. Keep up the good work. P.P.S. Mansamp reminds me of the fat dude that follows Aaron Rodgers around in the Discount Devil Check ads.
It's exactly right.
Did you
right.
forget? Hey, Jay Ran train on that pussy. Love the show. Always walk away with more than I expected. When it comes down to it, there are some pretty deep values touched on. Thank you. Ronnie doesn't believe it now.
I do believe it.
But enough of that. Yeah. I'm a post grad about a week, and I'm already afraid I'm going titless for a while. Hook me up at Seth-Wayne. At Seth-Wayne, I guess, on Snapchat with your magic. Also, my little and big are doing shitty summer intern work right now, so send them shits to top it off. At Bobby_CIASULLO and at EverETTD. Great job, and I've been on the oatmeal morning since summer of junior year to have a better shit.
Oh, right.
It's so weird how many people just take all ranges of advice from you.
The shit advice. Relationship
advice. So what
advice.
Happens? You shout out the Snapchat and then people get the Snapchat?
People can send them shits and tits.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know, mostly I get like probably 20 shits a week.
Right.
It's getting up there.
It's such a different world. This is such a different world to what I'm used to. Yeah,
different world. Yeah. Those Dartmouth guys are, you know.
Those are the mild ones.
Yeah, those guys are the mild ones. These are my God. So, Ronnie, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll be back on Friday. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts and find all of our